mother and dad's letters have been from New York that they were really having a good time up there. I sure was glad to hear that they had finally got off and finally got up there. I'm sure that they're really having a good time. I just hope they stayed long enough to suit them, that they didn't just really rush back the way Dad was talking like he was going to. It'd sure be nice if we could have gone up there with them and had such a good time as they seem to have had. Have you seen Liz, or has Ronnie been back down lately? I guess that Liz is just about getting ready for Ronnie to come back and be assigned there at Lubbock now for a while. I know that it'd sure be nice. I just hope that Ronnie will be able to stay there in Lubbock once he gets here. What's Terry been doing here the past few days? I guess she's anxiously awaiting the new arrival of that new baby, is she? I just really wish that I was there to be around when the baby comes, because I don't know, I've been just really looking forward to it, Sandy. You just never know. I've just been so excited and everything, and I've been telling everybody now that the baby will probably get here before Christmas, and it just seems to tickle everybody that I've told to death. They just don't really think that old Miller ought to be becoming a new papa here. But I don't know, I've never been so excited about anything more than in my whole life, I don't guess. Unless it was the time that we got married. And I'll tell you what, Sandy, that right there was really an exciting part of my life. But I don't know, I've just really enjoyed being married to you, and I just have more to look forward to now than I ever hoped I would. But as far as regretting any of it, I don't guess I'll ever regret it as long as I live. And I hope you can say the same thing, which I'm sure that you can. Have you heard from John and Gail and Trey and Jackie and Sue? I was real tickled to hear that Sherry and Dennis were finally expecting a baby. I just know exactly how old Dennis feels, because once it hit me, it just really excited me. But I think right now I've just real tickled for him and Sherry, and just really know what he must feel now. I got a letter from Bill and Sharon, and they said that they were doing all right today. And I got a letter from Nova, and she said that y'all had such a good time that day in Lubbock. She said that the only bargain that she could find was sugar, and I'm sure it was a pretty good bargain over there. But Sandy, this last tape that you sent me was just really fine. I just enjoyed that so much. And I just told myself that Dick Baker, he is a good singer, and I really enjoyed what he sang and everything, and I enjoyed Andy Williams and the rest of the music, but more than anything, I enjoyed your singing to me, and it just really made me remember the night that we didn't get married, and you sang to me up there when you come marching down the aisle and got up to me and started singing, and that just reminded me so much of that it just really tickled me to death. And I just want you to know how much that I appreciate it, and just want you to know that I think you're the most considerate wife that a person could ever hope for. I really am glad that you finally just quit that job. I figured it might have been a little bit better than what it was, but maybe now that you know or have worked for people like that maybe the next time if you do decide to get another job, that maybe you can get around people that you enjoy working for and they appreciate what you try to do for them. I can just imagine how you must have felt towards that man, because I don't know, seemed like at least 12 million times a week I feel the same way about some of these blooming fools that I work with, and so many times I've come so near knocking their block off, it's not even funny. But I don't know, I guess if I can just keep my head about me for another 9 months, I'll be doing fine, and I'll get out of this army as not having any undesirable marks on my record, which is better in the long run, because, you know, in case I ever did want to get back in the army, you know, that'd be a great help, you know. I guess as long as I can make it through this another 9 months, that I'll be doing fine, and then I'll be able to come home and just be with you and the baby, and just really we can do the things that we needed to do, or should have been doing, I should say, this past year. But I don't know, Sandy, right now I am looking so much towards the future, especially of the baby coming, and then in the last part of April we can be together there in Hawaii, and I don't know, that just really tickles me to death, because I know I have something so good to be looking forward to, and it just really does so much for my morale that you'll just never know. But have you talked to Denny or wrote her anything about us coming? It would really be nice if about that time when I come that Vince could be on his R&R and we could all spend it together. Is Erlene, have you talked anything to her about coming with you? It'd sure be nice if you could, because I think I'd feel so much better if I knew that Erlene was to come with you and help care for the baby, and that way maybe that you wouldn't be so tired and have so much to look after there. But I really think that just as long as you come, that's all that I'm just really care about. But so if you've thought about asking your mother to come, just tell her to get her a bankroll and come right ahead, because we can just really have a good time. And I think really that the trip would do her just as much good as it would for us. But you just decide what you want to do, and it'll be just as fine with me as if I had good sense, which sometimes I'm beginning to wonder if I really do. Well, it looks like this tape's about gone, so Sandy, I'll tell you that I love you, and I'll try to get another tape.